Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Vallow moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 0 for 1 in the game. LaPon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost is hit by the pitch. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a pop-up towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callaway is hit by the pitch. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Callaway scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Groth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Hooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Kell covering, double play. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zerniel is hit by the pitch. Philly moves to second. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Bird now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Callaway is hit by the pitch. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Mullen moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird fires to third and picks off Mullen. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.